It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I love pumpkin pie. I so look forward to Thanksgiving because then I'm going to get my pumpkin pie. But do I eat it any other time of the year? No. And do I eat pumpkin any rest of the year in any other way? Oh, no. I'm finding out there are lots of ways to eat pumpkin, and that is really, really good for us. So we are going, Carolina and I are going to be telling you how many wonderful ways you can eat pumpkin besides with pumpkin pie. Carolina, is pumpkin really that good for you? Because it always was just sort of a dessert before, in my mind.
I hope so. I hope so, because unlike you, I eat pumpkin year-round.
Yeah,
I actually, okay. Well, I grew up in a different culture where we don't have Thanksgiving there. So the correlation between Thanksgiving season and pumpkin just didn't exist. So pumpkin for us is all year round. As a matter of fact, it's available all year round here in the U.S. as well. But for some reason, it goes from the bottom shelf hidden in the corner of the grocery store to the front of the store, you know, anytime the temperature drops below, I don't know, maybe 50s, or if you're in Florida, if it drops below 80s, and then pumpkin becomes the star of the show, right?
Well, you know, you're right. I have noticed when I've tried to do now, I know now there are other ways to eat pumpkin, and I look for the cans. And sometimes, as you say, if it's not Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, holiday time, it's hard to find in the stores. And hopefully that is changing too. So what are the five reasons we need to eat it?
Well, first of all, it's a really low-calorie vegetable. That's the good news right there. As a matter of fact, lots of people who are looking for weight management strategies should be incorporating pumpkin in their daily routine, because 100 grams of the fruit is just 26 calories, and there's no saturated fats, no cholesterol, no fat at all. As a matter of fact, it's super rich in fiber. Here's the number two reason you should be eating. It's a great source of fiber, which fiber is hard to find. So there you go. You have a great serving of fiber. Another reason, antioxidant. It's very rich in vitamin A. As a matter of fact, that 100 gram serving has over 240% of your daily need for vitamin A. So it's very, it's awesome. All that orange skin, that beta carotene, right? So amazing, powerful thing there all over the pumpkin, the skin and the inside. The flesh of the pumpkin, that's what I was looking for, is also very orange, so also very rich in the vitamin A. Another reason, it's also a good source of B-complex vitamins, like folate, niacin, B6, thiamine, all present in the pumpkin. And let me finish off with minerals. It also is rich in minerals, like calcium, potassium, phosphorus. So it's an all-around great package of nutrients. And one of my favorite things about pumpkin, it can be savory or sweet. You kind of can take it either way.
Yeah, I think it goes really well with spices. Obviously, we don't have to have a pile of sugar to enjoy pumpkin. So I've heard of pumpkin pancakes or pumpkin waffles that you could use that. Is that a way that you enjoy it?
Yeah, well, you know, the pumpkin puree. So I guess, you know, you can have pumpkin in two different ways. You can buy the pumpkin, which it's hard to manage a pumpkin. I'm going to be honest with you. You have to have a really good knife and knife skills. It can be kind of hard. You can hurt yourself. So a lot of people tend to get the canned pumpkin, which is fine. Just make sure you're not getting pumpkin pie filling, that you're actually getting pumpkin. It's 100, like when you read the ingredients, you should say 100% pumpkin, and then get those BPA-free cans when possible. But it's so conveniently in the can, ready to use. If you do get it in the store and you have to boil it and mash it, kind of make puree yourself. Or you can eat it in pieces too. Have you ever had that, Ellen? Have you ever had like actual pumpkin pieces?
Yeah. You can carve it up in pieces. You can grill it, can't you?
Yes.
Or bake it or roast it. What do you put on it? You sprinkle some, you can buy pumpkin spice. I've seen that. But you can put some cinnamon, and what other things do you put? Nutmeg?
Yeah. Well, actually, I like to eat it like as a side item for dinner. So we just put olive oil and maybe a little bit of rosemary or even just a tiny bit of salt. My niece, I have two cutest ever nieces over in Brazil, and they are huge fans of pumpkin, and that's how they eat it. It's just baked with a little bit of olive oil and salt. And you can absolutely make it into your dessert item and use pumpkin spice or use cinnamon or use ginger. All those are great combos with pumpkin, but you can also use it just, it is a vegetable, so you can just eat it as a side item as a vegetable.
And I think when you buy the pumpkins, when you're going to just carve it up in chunks, you don't want the big heavy ones. You want the smaller ones when you find them. And of course, they're not always available all year long either. That's a bit of a challenge. But when you do see a smaller pumpkin, you know, take it and scoop it out and carve it up and coat it up and roast it or broil it or grill it. Why not grill it? Yeah. And I like to use butter as well. I'll put it on top and have it melt into it. But I want to get back to those pancakes and waffles, because that's where the canned ones, obviously that's the easiest way to do it. And it's power packed and it's inexpensive also. That's a big plus. So you can just put some pumpkin puree into a waffle or pancake mix and really enrich those waffles, right?
That's right. That's right. You can use it as an add-on, so literally just add a few tablespoons or a half a cup into the batter, or a lot of times you can substitute things in the recipe for the pumpkin. The pumpkin is really great at holding moisture, and it has all that water in it as it is, and flavor. So a lot of times you can half the amount of oil you use in the recipe, or you can half the amount of butter, whatever fat you're using for your baked good, you can usually half it and just use the pumpkin puree instead. Or if you have recipes that call for mashed bananas or recipes that call for applesauce, you can substitute that one-to-one with pumpkin puree as well.
Nice. Of course, there's pumpkin bread. I think most people have seen that somewhere. Yes?
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorites is the pumpkin bread. There's just something about it. It's just, you know, the smell when it's in the oven, it's intoxicating. It's delicious. I also really like to make peanut butter pumpkin truffles. This became a favorite last year. I made it once and I haven't stopped since. I make it all the time now. And it's so simple because it's basically, I just use pumpkin puree, peanut butter, and then I add oat flour, which is, I make it myself, just kind of put oats in the food processor and grind it down to flour consistency. So I use those three ingredients. That's it. Sometimes I'll add chocolate chips. Sometimes I'll add a little bit of honey, but those three are the main ingredients. And just mix them really good, roll them into balls, and then I dip them in the chocolate to make real truffles. So they're delicious.
Oh my goodness. I'm really getting hungry. This sounds beautiful. What a great idea for entertaining. It's a great recipe to surprise people. It's probably a little novel and really awesome. And
it looks really pretty on the plate. You're right.
Sounds wonderful. All right. So it's dinner time. If I'm not going to carve it, how can I serve pumpkin as a side?
Pumpkin soup. That's another one of my favorites. I love pumpkin soup. So two ways to go about pumpkin soup. You can eat there. It's going to be creamy, and you can use the canned pumpkin, of course. You can go with actual cream if you are into dairy, or you don't have to use any cream at all and use tahini instead. It's another thickener that'll really help you thicken that pumpkin. And a lot of times it's just pumpkin puree, broth, lots of different herbs and spices, and then some tahini or some of the cream if you want to go with the dairy version. But it is one of the best ways to just really put you in the fall mood is a nice bowl of pumpkin soup. And it's all those nutrients we talked about will be present in that bowl of soup. Hey, if you like some of these ideas of recipes we're talking about, you might want to visit our Pinterest board on the Radio MD Pinterest page. We have a family food kitchen board where we're going to pin all these recipes there. So make sure you visit that. And again, thank you for being with us in our family food kitchen. You can always find us on Radio MD. Stay well.